attention. Discipline will now begin.
I'm loving angels instead. Today is October 24th, 2005, and you're listening to Bits of Bryn. Time for Gigabits. The past few days, I have been preparing for a statewide competition, kind of like American Idol. Television exposure, concerts, etc. I'm really excited. The preliminaries are next Saturday. I'll be singing If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys. Also, in the next few months, I'll be working on a cover demo album. I'm really looking forward to having a CD to pass around at the various gigs and venues I perform at. It's the first step towards a real album. And now for Music Bits. I was over at foxnews.com reading an article on Patti LaBelle, links in my show notes, and was shocked with what I read. Patti LaBelle, who has just turned 60, had a grand birthday celebration in which she invited several artists to perform at. The odd thing is that every artist with the record company Def Jam pulled out mysteriously, even after committing to come and perform. Strangely enough, Def Jam is also Patti's label. Shouldn't fellow artists at the same label be showing their support? Not according to the article. L.A. Reid, the new president of the company, has been purposely neglecting Patti and having nothing to do with her new album. So she's had to go out and promote the thing herself. The label never came in for support. Isn't this just further evidence of what I said a few episodes back? The music business wants nothing to do with the older musicians. It's such a shame. I hadn't heard of Patti LaBelle until I read this article. Is that just because she was big in the last generation? Or is it because nobody's willing to play her music now that she's over the hill? Most of the seasoned and older artists are getting squeezed out by the younger singers that are fresh and new. That's good news for me, I suppose. I'll be the perfect age for the star machines in a few years. But I want this to be a career. I'm young now, but when I'm not, what then? Will my label drop me like a hot potato too? It seems the only way to keep getting albums out is to have your own label, like you too. They aren't exactly young. They're in their mid-40s or something, and I think they're album number 14. And then there's Patti, signing her own gigs, promoting her stuff, and truly believing in her music. That is dedication. I want to be like Patti and shoehorn myself out there and get noticed. Then, when the label I'm with loses interest in me, I'll still know how to work this biz as a career. I think what Patti is doing is brave. Defy the system. Go, Patti. And now for American Idol update. Bo Bice and his band Sugar Money did a Hurricane Katrina and Rita relief concert last week. Also, he is working on an album. Former Evanescence guitarist Ben Moody, Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, and Richie Sambora have all contributed songs for the album. Bo co-wrote a song with Ricky Medlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd too. Along with a dozen other songs from Sugar Money, the songs that will be recorded for the album are still pending decision. And even though nothing has been decided for the album, it is already available for pre-order on Amazon.com. Because of his exposure with American Idol, he's become so big, you can order a non-existing album. That is so nifty. And now for Open Mic. I am opening my letter right now. It is from Chris Daly. Bryn, where do you get all the Minus tracks? I am looking for some stuff that is well before your time, some Kingston Trio and Roger Miller. Thanks for the info and thanks for the great podcast. Sea Dog, Houston, Texas. Well, almost every Minus track that I've played on this podcast is a Prittis karaoke Minus track. That's where I usually go to get the Minus tracks, or my voice teacher will supply them for me. I don't know if that much helps you out. But you can go to Prittis.com and you can do a search for any artist or song or something. And they have pretty much everything. But I don't know if they would have something not so recent. I don't know if they would have Kingston Trio or Roger Miller. But it's good to go and check. And if Prittis doesn't have it, you can just do a search for Kingston Trio, Roger Miller Karaoke, or Karaoke. Whoops. And you should probably find a link that one that would give you a store or a place that you could order a minus track from. Thank you, Chris. All right. Once again, I am out of open mic segments. If you have anything to ask me, go ahead and send it at bitsofbrin@gmail.com. That's BITZOFBRIN. And even if you don't have anything to ask me, you should send me one asking just some random question. Like on one episode, someone asked me what the meaning of life was, and that totally got me off guard. So if you want to make a laughing stock out of me, go ahead and ask me something crazy. All right. Moving right along. Just some odds and ends. I have been busy with my pen and have just finished writing an original song. It is called What Is Love Supposed to Feel Like? I'll be working on a background track and will be recording it in a real studio within the next few months. Then, when it is done, I'll play it for you, but you have to wait until then because I want it to be a surprise. For the song of the week, I'll be singing Angels by Jessica Simpson. It was my voice teacher who wanted me to do this song, and it really shows off my range. This is a sweet song originally done by Robbie Williams, who was featured on iTunes last week. I love the song, and I hope you will too. Enjoy! I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. When I'm lying in my bed, thoughts are running through my head, and I feel the love is dead. I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, he offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to calm, he won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, he breathes flesh to my bones. And when the love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, he offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to come, he won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
He won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to go over and vote for me at podcastalley.com. I made it easy for you over at bitsofbrin.com. Every blog entry has a voting link. Easy peasy. And while you're there at my site, please let me know how you think I'm doing by leaving me comments. My current ranking at podcastalley.com is number 311, and I've made it up to 180 before, so I need you to go over there and vote. Major thanks to the 8 who have already taken the time to do so. Over and out.
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Brin. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye bye.
Bits of Brin has reached the end.